Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. If you are a first-time listener, welcome, and I hope that you will stick around and check out our previous podcast. We've got a library of podcasts, over 270 podcasts out there, so please check them out. And if you are a regular listener, we love you and we appreciate you. Thank you so much for being on this journey with us. Today, we thought we'd talk a little bit about live microscopy, nutritional microscopy. So what is that?
Well, I actually can't believe we haven't done a podcast on this already.
You sure we haven't done a podcast
on
this?
Yeah, I went back and I looked at our 270 podcasts because I keep track of all the podcasts we've done so we can search.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. Yes, so that we can search on them and make sure that we're not repeating topics and things like that. But I went back and I could have sworn we did one on this topic, but we haven't. We have not talked about nutritional blood microscopy.
We've got to ask Mommy Lee if she remembers.
Yeah, she would remember. Yeah, I don't know.
She'll remember. Well, if we haven't done one, it's about time.
It's about time.
It's about time. So what is nutritional microscopy, Tina?
Yeah, so nutritional blood microscopy is basically a pricking of the finger and taking blood and putting it on a slide and putting it under a microscope and literally looking at your live blood under the microscope. So it's a little different it's different than having your blood drawn, because that's more of a quantitative assessment of your blood. You know, like when you get your labs back, you know, you see all these numbers on a piece of paper, you know, how many red blood cells, how many white blood cells. This is actually what we call a qualitative assessment of the blood. So you can actually see what's in the blood. You can actually see how healthy or unhealthy the blood is. See the quality of the blood. Right. You can actually see your white blood cells moving around
on
the
slide. It's so cool. Yeah, it's really very cool. Yeah. I remember the first time we had it done. The first time we had it done.
The girls were babies.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It was, so it was probably like
9 years ago.
Yeah. And we went to San Diego for, I had a GI conference. And you went to meet
this holistic nutritionist.
Yes.
Yeah. Who was doing some really cool things in San Diego. And I wanted to go meet her. And she did a whole assessment on me while I was there. So I acted as a patient. And I told her that I was kind of doing it for selfish reasons because, you know, we were just started on our journey with what we were doing with the practice and the wellness stuff. And I wanted to learn about what she was doing and how she was incorporating it with her patients. And, she told me about nutritional blood microscopy, and I said, well, like I booked an appointment with her, but I didn't book that. And I said, can I come back tomorrow and do that? And she said, sure. So I went back, and I tell you, it was the most moving experience. And when you and I got trained by her to do the nutritional blood microscopy and bring that into our office, and we invested in a microscope and we started doing nutritional blood microscopy on people, it is very moving. For people.
It
very
is.
Very moving.
It is because you're seeing your live blood. Yeah. Okay. I mean, this is a prick. They get a drop of blood. We get a drop of blood, put it on a little slide, a little glass slide. You're seeing your blood. Yeah. Okay. You're seeing the white blood cells as they're moving around, and they are moving around. You're seeing the red blood cells. You can see, I mean, just, it's amazing what you can see. And if you have never had this done, you have to get this done. You have to get this done. If you're here in the Phoenix area, you've got to reach out to us and you've got to get it done because it will blow your mind.
Yeah, it'll change your perspective on how you're living your life. And I remember I told her when I had it done, I was sitting there crying. I was like, what do I do? You know, how do I change this? And so we talked about changing of the diet. And then I told her I wanted to bring our girls in. I wanted to bring Kai in. Mm-hmm. And the girls at that time were only like 6 months old.
Yeah, they
and
were
so
little.
I think we planned a trip for them like a month after that. And we brought the whole family out and we did it. And I remember her doing the baby's blood. And I was sitting there and I was crying because I couldn't believe at just 6 months old how bad their blood looked. And it was mainly because they were... because I was breastfeeding them because they were twins, I wasn't making enough. So we had to give them baby formula. Mm-hmm. And because there's so much sugar in baby formula, their blood looked terrible. And I remember just telling her, what do I do? Like, how do I not feed these babies baby formula? You know? And she said, well, you need to switch to you know, this other formula, this homemade formula that I could give you. And I remember fighting with the pediatrician about it, but we did it. And that's a whole other podcast we could do. But I'll tell you, like, it scared me. It literally scared me to make changes. Yeah. And it was really that step in our whole process that really shifted the way we were eating, that shifted how we were living. Mm-hmm. I mean, that really made a huge impact on us. And it continues to this day to make an impact on people. So if you're sitting on the sidelines right now and you're wondering, or you're struggling with, oh, I'm really having a hard time, you know, getting myself to eat healthy or getting myself to do better or exercise or whatever it is, get your blood done.
Yes. Get the blood done. And it's, you know, it's amazing. Like I was mentioning a few minutes ago, what you see under the microscope. Okay. So for example, and, you know, and it's funny because I remember my mom when we were little, I remember growing up that she would tell us, don't eat a lot of sugar. And especially if we were sick, mm-hmm. don't eat a lot of sugar because it's going to be harder for you it's going to be hard for you to get better.
Right.
And I remember telling one of my mentors this when I was in fellowship. So I'm already like in my 30s mm-hmm. and I'm telling him this and he's like, That's bogus. He goes, that doesn't happen. Okay, so this is what you see when you load up on sugar. Mm-hmm. You look under the microscope and your white blood cells are almost paralyzed.
Mm-hmm. It's okay? called an anesthetized white blood cell.
Yeah,
you literally put it to sleep.
You do. You mm-hmm. literally put it to sleep. And it's just like barely moving, mm-hmm. moving. Okay, because if you're looking at a white blood cell that's moving the way that it should be, it's moving across mm-hmm. the field that you're looking
you
through the microscope.
You can see it eating
yeah.
things in
yeah.
the blood. It's unbelievable.
It is. It mm-hmm. is just unbelievable. You can see, like, if you have too much protein in your blood, which that is a common thing, the red blood cells stack up on each other. They look like little, like stacked coins. Mm-hmm. And it's called Rulo. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it's too much protein. It's too much protein. And the red blood cells stick together. Okay? And you wonder why people have heart attacks and strokes. Okay? And they get clots. Mm-hmm. You know, they get these clots that form. Well, if you look under the microscope and you're seeing these red blood cells like just stacked on top of each other, they're not supposed to be stacked on each other. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be free flowing, you know, with a little, like they almost look like they have a little halo around them.
Like a light.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. a light. And, you know, if you have, like, let's say that you eat very poorly, you smoke, you don't take care of yourself, you're not exercising, you know, just a recipe for disaster, okay? And you can actually see these very abnormal cells in your blood that could be indicative that there could be some cancer cells mm-hmm. somewhere in the body. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, again, these tests are not to make a diagnosis.
Right.
Okay. They're not to make a diagnosis.
It's to wake you up.
It's to wake you up. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
It's to wake you up. So the things that you see, if you're on certain medicines, there are certain crystals mm-hmm. that you'll see in the blood that are from some of these chemicals, these yeah. medicines that
people
take.
There's actually different colored crystals
yeah.
that can be in the blood depending on, you know, what's going on in the body. Too much dairy, mm-hmm. right? Too much lactic acid, too much protein. There's different types of crystals that form, even stress crystals form. The perfectly round crystals in the blood are stress crystals. And I've seen... We'll do couples, you know, a man and a wife will come in and I do the wife's blood and the whole slide is just filled with stress crystals. And he goes, well, that explains a lot. She holds all this stuff in and she never gets it out. And, you know, I mean, but again, a wake up call, right?
Right.
To say like stress is affecting your health. It's affecting all the way down to the blood at the cellular level. So it's just such a wake up call for people. And so the reason this topic came up for us tonight was because an old friend of mine that I went to high school with, She's a teacher at in our old high school. She's actually teaching at our alma mater, and they just got a new microscope in their classroom, and it's a really intense microscope that can do nutritional blood microscopy. And so she called me because she knows I have all the equipment, and she goes, you know, would you be willing to come in and test some of my students? We just did this whole lesson on blood, and I'd love for them to see their blood under the microscope. I was like, yeah, cool, you know. So I went in, and in the time we had, we didn't have much time, but I was able to do, I think, 3 or 4 of their blood. And these are like 16-year-olds. They were juniors, okay, in high school, juniors and seniors. And every single one, their blood looked horrible.
Wow.
Horrible. Wow. And I'm used to doing people who are sick.
Right.
You know, they come to our office. Maybe they don't feel good. They're tired. Maybe they're older, you know. So I'm used to seeing, you know, kind of different levels of blood. You can kind of look at the blood and kind of see where they are on the path of being sick, right? And at 16, 17 years old, one girl even had cracking. And you remember how when you look at the blood, how it can look like shattered glass?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
She had that.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Which is like clear indication that she's got sickness coming very soon, okay, if she's not already sick. And I remember as I'm showing them the blood, and I'm like, look at this, look at that. And I have a chart that I bring that shows like what healthy blood should look like and then what sick blood looks like. And the more you go down the chart, the sicker and kind of sicker you get, right? And I'm showing them where they are on this chart. And they're all shaking their head. How does it get like this?
Yeah.
And I said, it's all your diet. I said, it's all what you're eating. And all of them said, yep, we pretty much eat crappy food.
Oh,
we drink crappy drinks all day. They all know it, you know.
These are, what grade are? What
juniors
grade?
In high school.
Juniors in high school. So that's why we're seeing so many young people.
So sick. Yeah. So I said to them, so they said to me, how do we fix it? So when was the last time you heard a 16-year-old say, how do I fix something?
Right.
Okay. I mean, that's how motivating the blood is. Okay.
Yeah.
When you see your blood and you go, OMG goodness, like that does not look good. Like, how do I fix that? So I'm like, these are the things you have to do. You know, and we went through the whole thing that we always talk about, you know, the whole spiel about eating green food and eating less fatty foods. And I gave them examples of what to eat for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, how to stop drinking all these sodas and energy drinks and coffees and how to drink water, you know? And they're all like, yeah, we could probably do that, you know? And I just said, look, the more better choices you make, the healthier your body's going to be, you know? And so they all were really engaged, and I was excited, you know, because I like teaching kids that age, because I feel like you can make an impact on them sooner. And, you know, the more we can impact kids at that age to get them making better choices for themselves, the better chance they have to live a healthier life.
Yep.
You know,
that's right. Yeah, it really will impact you. It will really blow you away. And so I'm serious. If you haven't had it done, the blood microscopy, and even if you have had it done, if it's been a while, you know what?
Yeah, and if you've been eating healthy, we have some patients who they'll come in every 6 months.
Yeah,
you know,
get it done. Reach out to us and get it done. I think I'm going to have you do my blood because it's been a while since I've had it done. But it will definitely be a huge wake-up call. And you know, and it is interesting to compare it. So get it done. And if it's not looking that great, make changes in your life, in your diet, in your lifestyle, and then go back 6 months later and get it done again. Mm-hmm. And you'll see the difference.
Yeah.
You'll see the difference. You'll see it for yourself. Mm-hmm. And it will change.
It motivates you to do better.
It does.
That's the main thing.
It does.
Yeah.
Wow, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Nutritional microscopy. I'm surprised we haven't done it, but great topic. Reach out to us, get your blood microscopy done, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.